Okay, guys, do I have a story for you. So, as you can see, I'm not at the studio right now. I have decided to travel to London today because I thought it'd be a funny idea to turn up, since we're at, you know, war and all, to turn up to Daily Mail's headquarters and start giving out a bunch of News Daddy keychains, right? And so I Google where the headquarters is. Google tells me it's this building right here. So I'm like, okay, cool, let's turn up there. When I get there, this place is boarded up. It is shut down. Lights are off. It's got like tubes hanging out the windows, scaffolding in the buildings. I'm like, what is going on? You're like, it started as a joke, but now I'm thinking, hold up. Maybe Kim really is behind the Daily Mail account. And so we're kind of stood there like, what do we do now? Like, we've come all this way. And so we're talking, we're standing on the street opposite looking at the building. And then I see this security guard, this huge security guard, right? Brother must have been at least 7 foot. And he keeps on looking over and giving us eyes, like, you know, he's talking to someone, then he'll look over. I'm thinking, okay, what the hell? So we talk about what to do. And just as we were about to leave and call it a day, I was like, you know what? I've come too far just to come to this far. Shout out Kim K. And I was like, I'm gonna go speak to him. So I go over and I'm like, yo man, do you know where like these people have gone, the businesses, like when did it shut down? And he was like, honestly, don't know when and where, like where they've gone, but they shut down about a month ago. And I was like, okay. And he's like, why? Like, are you trying to make news? And I was like, no, I'm just a content creator. Because I thought maybe we're in the, like, the journalistic hub right here. And this is what journalists do, you know? And I was like, no, I'm just a content creator. And he's like, yeah, I know. I watch you. And I was like, okay, right. Here we go. So I thought, now I can tell him the full details of while I'm actually here. So I tell him, you know, I'm trying to kind of get to Daily Mail. And he's like, Daily Mail is actually in this building, opposite. Like, they've always been here. So obviously, like, the Google thing is wrong. And I'm like, oh, but then he says, the only way that you're going to get in there is if you actually speak to them and you get led up through the elevator. And I don't think we're on speaking terms at the minute. But then he says this, and I'm not kidding, you cannot make this up. He says, but I don't really like Daily Mail. And he gives some details as to why, which I'm not going to make public. And I watch you. And the only place I get money is I watch. I'm not kidding. We're having this conversation outside of Daily Mail right now. And you got to understand how happy that made my heart in that moment. Because at the end of the day, by the time you're watching this, Daily Mail has probably overtaken. But that right there, that's all I care about at this point. So Daily Mail, I know you're watching this. I know you're watching this. And we may or not have stormed your castle today, but just know, we have soldiers and supporters right outside your front door. at the end of the day, Daily Mail, all I want to say is congratulations. You know, it's all love. And I know that they have a very hardworking team behind their running their account. And they deserve a well done. They deserve a well done. And that's all we need. Don't expect anything to change. In fact, expect things to get a lot crazier, because it's just lit in a fire under the News Daddy empire.